Hi everyone, my name is Peace.
This is Yvonne, and you're listening to the Vulnerability Podcast, where we share everything that makes Peace and I
unapologetically human. Listen and enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with Yvonne and Peace. On here, we're going to be exploring everything that makes us human. On today's episode, we want to talk about, drum rolls please, money matters. So you know, we introduced ourselves in the previous episode and we talked about how we are two progressive upwardly mobile millennials living in Lagos. But the thing is, one of the things that come with this status is dealing with our finances, managing money, trying to make more money, trying to invest our money, trying not to get broke, handling our lives when we are broke. And so we just want to spend this episode talking about money. So a couple of weeks ago, right, we did this vision board exercise. It was Yvonne's idea, so I think she should talk about it.
Okay. So yeah, the vision board exercise came as an assignment from my coach, and I thought, okay, cool, it's Peace's birthday, we might as well do something interesting in preparation for the birthday
and our lives in the future.
Yeah, so we tried to do it was a bit different from the typical vision board exercise. Yeah. And parties that you go for, right? So we started
that
with
you hate.
Yes, that's okay. So we started with actually closing our eyes, or not closing our eyes, that's too dramatic, but we started with actually speaking out what we wanted to see in our future, 5 years, not too long term, but like five years from now. And as one person was actually saying it out, the other person had to like visualize it
for that.
Yeah, so it was great. And then after doing that, the next thing we did was actually write it down.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then we both realized that we're envisioning ourselves as multimillionaires.
In dollars?
In 5 years. 5 years is such a short time. We don't even know how that is going to happen. But that's the beauty of the vision board exercise. You get to also reverse engineer.
Yeah.
So you get to like backtrack and see,
and see
okay,
how
so
what
exactly
you're doing now, okay.
What am I doing now? Where have I come from? How is what I'm doing now going to prepare me for that? It's been such a powerful exercise because thinking about it has helped me make a lot of better decisions, especially with my finances and work, especially
career choices.
Exactly. So even before that, like a month or two ago, I met Peace and I told Peace, you know, the reality of being a young person within our age range, not above 30 in Lagos State, is that in Lagos, Nigeria, is that we pretty much just have one option, and that option is to pursue an alternative corporate life.
Mm-hmm.
To just help you compound your money. And we said that because we realized that there are lots of challenges when it comes to trying to blow the Silicon Valley way, trying to build this awesome $1 billion company and then hoping that that's how you get to drive your first Tesla. So it's different here. The market is really different. Entrepreneurs are struggling getting tapping into the foreign investment reserve here for tech startups is crazy. It takes more than just having a brilliant idea. There's a lot of ass kissing you gotta do. There's a lot of stuff. It's just a lot. And we're like, do you know what? Instead of living by the exception, which is hard, let's live by the 80% that works, actually. And just put in more effort than the average person. So instead of saying, do you know what? I'm going to get this $1 million grant and that's how I'm going to blow. Or I'm going to build this $1 billion company that's going to get Silicon Valley money and that's how I'm going to blow. Or just hoping to just run this business, this Instagram business that, I don't know, pays you in dollars. I don't know. But instead of trying to do that thing that you know would only work 2 out of 10, why don't you just focus on the 8 out of 10 and then just do it very well? So yeah, we figured all of that out. But we're not here to give you an advice on money. We are just here to talk about the hard times and the hard dealings that we've had with money. and peace.
So aside what Yvonne said, one of the things that the vision boarding exercise made me realize was the very huge difference between where we are now mm-hmm. and where we are going to, and almost feeling like, oh my God, I'm in limbo. There's this huge dream that I want to achieve in 5 years, but my now doesn't seem anything close to it. And by that, I don't mean that it's not like we're not walking the path, because I mean, one of the things that also helped me realize was, oh, we are close to that path. It's doable. It's just, it's not reality. It's not even close to reality. There are going to be lots of things that would happen for us to live in those kind of houses and, you know, travel the world like we want to. And then me just realizing that, okay, so I want to pursue a 9-to-5 career for a long time. And knowing sometimes that as a salary earner, you are just waiting for the next salary to come, right? And knowing that your employer will never, almost never, pay you the amounts that you're worth, right? Especially Nigerian, for Nigerian companies. Mm-hmm. No shade, but yeah. Realizing that you need to have multiple sources of income mm-hmm. if you actually want to achieve your dreams, right? Mm-hmm. And so the thing about then going beyond just having one income, which is your salary as a 9-to-5, and having different side income, is when do you get a rest? Mm-hmm. So sometimes I have personally felt like I'm just working because I'm just trying to make money, right? I want to even now live a comfortable life where if I want to go eat dinner in a fancy place, I can afford to eat dinner in a fancy place.
You want to take your partner
if out. I want to take my partner out, mm-hmm. I can afford to say, hey, let's
same
have
partner
breakfast.
From last episode though.
Yes. If I want to take my partner out, I can say, hey, let's go have breakfast someplace in Lekki. I don't feel like, dude, I don't have any money to live on anymore. And so there's just this, I need to keep working and keep working to keep stacking my income. And it's not just taking income, but the thing about making money is coming, mm-hmm. but it's also going immediately because there are bills to pay, right? Internet Ninja is freaking expensive, right? Transportation is a lot, especially for somebody like me who's too lazy to jump buses, so I take Uber all the time.
It's not even about laziness, it's just
for my sanity,
life preference, yeah. your safety as
yeah.
well.
Yeah. So I mean, there are bills to pay, but it's also the fact, okay, so I'm making money, I'm doing my essential bills, I need to also save money to invest. It just seems like it's a constant struggle every single day. And I don't know, sometimes I don't want to stand up from my bed, I don't want to do anything, so that the money is just there. I saw this joke on Twitter once that said, the minute you step out of your house, 5k have left you.
It is so true. Like, you have no clue. It is ridiculous. Although, like, whenever I think about it, to be honest, I've had horrible experiences with all of this. Yeah. I moved to Lagos in November 2014, to be very precise. And my life between then and now has been filled with lots of very broke moments. And this is not, you know, like the kind of broke where someone says, I just don't have money in my current account, but there is money somewhere else and then I just have to liquidate. What the heck? No, like it's like complete brokenness. Like, you don't even have no funds to liquidate. So like that has happened. And in most of these cases, I was not working. Right, I was working, I had a 9-to-5, I had everything. But the lessons that I learned that were very important for me at that point, and looking back now, I mean, I learned these lessons in retrospect, to be honest, and in hindsight, was the fact that it's a bit more technical than you actually think.
Okay.
Making money, deciding, multiplying the money, growing it, deciding to get the life you want is a bit more technical than we really think. And it's not just about hard work. It's really not about hard
no
work.
No jokes. I totally agree.
Honestly, she just mentioned some things that were really important. The fact that you're living in a city like Lagos. So Lagos is a place where you can start out here in terms of fitting in your multiple active income streams. But to be very honest, if you want to get to a part of your life where you're spending less,
Lagos is not a place.
Lagos is not the place. Right. So you have to be able to phase out your life. So in part of my own vision board phases and goals, there's a part of my life where I totally move away from the city.
But and Lagos cannot come at kilos.
You can't, like, you can't live in a very expensive city and where, because you have to do the math. How much is this city costing me? Yeah. How much you might be making? A lot. I'm working 3 jobs. God knows how many piece works. She works weekends because she doesn't have a life. But wow. You know, like, and wow. You
she just
realize,
called me out. It's
and you realize that you have to sleep. You realize that you need to keep your romantic life. You need to keep your social life okay. And but you know that you need the multiple streams of income as well. So you need to be, if you have multiple streams of income and then you're like, okay, this is cutting it, I'm making at least $2,500 a month, right? I want to be able to save more than half of that. Then you need to know that, okay, you're getting to a point where you're going to have to move out of the city.
Yeah. I mean, I think, so there was something, I don't know if it was you, it was everyone that told me, but myself and someone were talking one day and the person said, so somebody was living in Abuja, I think Brazil told me, and living in like a really cool estate, you know, just living the life of her dreams, very comfortable, and then paying a certain amount, I think like 700,000 naira per month, mm-hmm. and it moves
per
to Lagos
year.
Per year, sorry, per year, and it moves to Lagos and still expects to live that comfortable lifestyle. I don't want to live too close mm-hmm. from my office. I want to be in a place where, you know, it's an estate, it's quiet, and having to spend like three times that because you're in freaking Lagos.
Yeah.
And it made me, I mean, when she said it, I was like, oh, okay. But then I really spent time thinking about it and realizing right now I'm in Lagos and I know the kind of places I want to stay, the kind of house I want to stay in Lagos. Mm-hmm. But just thinking about the amount of money I need to make to afford and sustain that lifestyle, it's freaking crazy.
I think
one of the things that this realization made me start thinking about more is how I need to, and I think a lot of young people need to start thinking about how we can make more money in foreign currencies. I say this all the time, that our naira is not good, right? It has little or no value. And so the only way to live a very comfortable lifestyle, especially in a place like Lagos, is to earn in a foreign currency in dollars and euros and pounds. So when you convert it, it's still a good sum. Because especially if you have a 9-to-5, what employer in Lagos, an average Nigerian company, would pay you a million naira a month, right? Mm-hmm. But then look for a remote job outside and you see people who are posting jobs of what, $5,000 a month. For them, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. For us, it can literally take you from point zero to point 10 in your life.
Now, the funny thing about that is that I was talking to a human resource personnel last week and we were like, the truth is, a lot of woke millennials are looking for those kind of jobs as well.
Yep.
So they're in very high demand. But let that be your goal, to be very honest. Look for ways to break the currency problem. Look for ways to do things that can earn you money in another currency. But meanwhile, also look for opportunities within that you can combine. Again, this is slightly technical. It's not just as easy as it seems, because one of the things you have to make sure is that when you're combining jobs, how many can you combine as full-time employees? What's the flexibility schedule like? Are you supposed to work remotely? Are you supposed to be in the office 9-to-5? The jobs that you're combining, making sure they're within close proximity with each other, that's, you don't have to spend, so for instance, you can't say you have a full-time employee in a company in Kedah, for instance, and then you have another with a company in Aja. That doesn't just make sense. You're going to end up very stressed because of the distance. So if you're going to have to combine jobs, make sure that they're just one roundabout away from each other and you live in the middle of all of them, because cutting your when you're combining jobs you need to make the best of your 24 hours in a day. Mm-hmm. Commute time sucks out 12 hours of our 24 hours in a day. It's crazy. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So you have to cut your commute time as much as possible. Cut your commute time, and then just make sure that you're not killing yourself in client facing. So you can't have four different client facing roles.
Yeah, it has to be like diversity.
Exactly,
in the roles,
exactly.
To give you flexibility.
Mm-hmm, because you can't, if your job role within one job is to meet up with clients often, you're going to struggle with scheduling. So if you have one job that is a biz dev role, that is client facing, that's a servicing role, that you have to actually go out to meet with clients, have just one job that is that. And then the rest are back-end roles where you're not necessarily meeting with people, meeting with clients, and it's just you reporting to your line manager or what have you.
Yeah. One thing I want to talk about before we round up is learning to live within your means, right? Especially, again, in a place like Lagos, the amount of peer pressure from Instagram alone is a lot. So sometimes just trying to fit in, you know, you're not making a lot, but then you want to keep up appearances and you have to start spending more than you can. If there's anything that financial management is teaching me, it's just learning to, you know, track budgets and just live within my means. There's no need to start planning to get a house in Banana Island when I know
that is even
if I do, I'm exaggerating.
Like that is way. Let me tell you like a very personal story, right? Yeah. My friends constantly shame me for not having airports.
They shame you.
They do.
Okay.
Like literally, like
who are these
friends? Living with very fly friends. Like very, very fly friends. I have one who uses B and O E 8. Right. And then he's like constantly, why are you still using earphones that have wire? I have all my friends use airports. So it's like, Yvonne.
I feel very triggered, Yvonne, because like, I do. So but I don't think I've shaded crazy. You. No, I haven't.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. But you know, like the truth is, I'm living within my means. I can't, like, I know this is great. It's fancy. It's actually very efficient. But I right now have gadgets that work for me. Right. I have gadgets that work for me, that are doing what they need to do for me. When I have spare cash, I'll probably go get that. But it's another thing is just priorities in terms of what matters to you.
Yeah.
Priorities, I think that's very like important. Really,
and it's
like
very
priorities.
Though.
Exactly. It's very relative. Yeah. For instance, if I have a spare 150K right now, I'm saying this on air because it's how I feel. I've been eyeing one bag in Lacoste. Like, I am not going to get an Apple Watch. I'm going to buy that bag because right now I have
your
purse. I swear, I have this one bag that is so awesome that I got from Zara, the men's category, and I'm like, I don't want this bag to spoil because I'm using it too much.
So
I have to get another one that is so awesome as well that I can, you know, substitute. So I mean, again, it's priorities, but it's
what you just trying to say is, I mean, if you're going to spend your money, spend it for you, for the right reasons, not because the people around you have the same thing. That's definitely one thing I'm trying to do in my life, to make sure that when I'm buying a certain thing or going somewhere, it's not because I feel like everybody's doing it, but because I genuinely want to do it for myself. It could be for a vain reason, like just having a Lacoste bag, or it could just be out of necessity. But whatever it is my own reason. Again, it's your money to spend anyway, but just do it for yourself, not because other people are doing it. And try not to get indebted because you're trying to do it. That's
very
another
true.
Thing. So you might want something and really want it for yourself, but it doesn't mean that you should now just go and splurge where you know you don't have the means to do it, right? So plan. I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's just planning. We are planning for our lives in the next 5 years, the dopest life ever.
Awesome.
But
you should stay our friend.
Yeah, well, we're planning for that, but we're also going to be as realistic and as wise as possible, so that per time and per phase we're living within our means, but also at the same time living the kind of lives that we can afford and that we like at that particular time. So
I think in conclusion, just yes, we have been broke before. Peace has.
I'm still like,
I think I'm still kind of broke. You know, like, it's crazy, right?
But in the middle of every month, I'm probably like really broke.
So, is it possible to live a life of not being broke? It's possible. Liquid, not being liquid is different.
Yeah,
so yeah, not being, it's very possible. Like, what the goal is, I'm living a life where I have multiple streams of income.
And
the
I'm goal, investing.
And I'm investing.
So I can multiply.
Yeah, so don't hold yourself to, don't put yourself under the pressure of not being liquid. Being liquid all the time.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, it's reality. You're going to, if you live here, and I mean, you're going to get run out of funds a few times, but not being liquid is saying you don't have cash on you presently.
Doesn't mean you don't have anything in your life. You should plan for those times.
Plan for those. And finally, last thing I'm gonna say is, no matter where you are, no matter how broke you are, like, no 5 naira to your name right now, you can come out of it.
Yeah,
you can. Like, it's never a permanent situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's never a permanent situation. You can come out of it. Send us an email again.
Yeah, to, we want to hear your stories.
Exactly, we want to hear your broke stories, your money stories.
Yeah.
Tell us, I mean, give us a breakdown. How much are you earning? What are you spending on? Give us a breakdown of your expenses every month.
Yeah.
And we are going to invite the winners of this entry to, I don't know, maybe create a podcast with us or be a guest.
If you're in Lagos.
Yeah, if you're in Lagos, please. We aren't flying you here. We just talked about saving. But yeah, so we'll invite you.
But yeah, I mean, most importantly, we just really want to hear your stories.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how you're, you know, making money, saving money. Just share your stories with us. We want to hear it. And if we do share on the podcast, we'll make sure that it's going to be anonymous. The email to share your stories with us is the vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. There's no D before. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. If you did listen to the end, you are the real MVP. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast across all channels that you listen to a podcast on: Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Google Podcasts, everywhere that you can listen to the podcast on. We are most likely there. Just search for the Vulnerability Podcast for the One and Peace and subscribe. Most importantly, share this with someone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.